Hello, I'm Pastor Steve Igo from Cedar Church, located in Hudsonville, Michigan. I'm glad you've joined us to listen to this message. If you would like additional information on Cedar Church, stay tuned after this sermon. This message was recorded at one of our weekly services, and I hope you find it challenging.
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 22 through 35. Here's the word of God. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. Let's pray. Father, this time we pray that the word, your word, will be searching our heart. That our hidden thoughts, hidden feelings, and hidden sins will be revealed before you who is holy. So would you please bless us by your word? Would you please transform us into the image of Christ? Please be with us. We pray for the sake of Christ. Amen. In our text, Simeon receives a present from God. Verse 28, he took him up in his arms and blessed God. Can you imagine that you are unwrapping a present and you're finding that this present is the most precious thing in the world? Simeon is shivering. He cannot believe his eyes. He cannot hold himself together because what he sees before his eyes is the most important thing, the most precious thing to him in the world. Have you received the same present from God? Then what does this baby mean to you? I want to study simply this present from God, the baby Jesus Christ, together with you in the morning. There are three observations drawn from the text. First, God's presence is spiritual. Second, God's presence is surprising. Third, it is savoring. First, by spiritual, I mean that the Holy Spirit is indispensably or actively is involved or engaged in delivering God's presence to sinners. So verse 12, 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. Simeon is an upright man. He's a godly man. And plus, we find very interesting or unique description of him, which is that he has been waiting for the consolation of Israel. In the 21st century terms, he has been waiting for or anticipating the peace which is to dwell in the church of God. So Simeon, his main concern is not primarily with his own personal well-being, but his main concern is with the peace, the grace which is to dwell in the people of God. Also, more importantly, we find that the Holy Spirit is with Simeon. Verse 26, it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. So I want to say that it is the Holy Spirit. I mean, we saw that Simeon is a godly man. He is a devout and holy man. But it is the Holy Spirit who has been grooming this Simeon to become this current Simeon who is godly and who is devout. It is the Holy Spirit who has been teaching Simeon to recognize the baby Jesus Christ. It is the Holy Spirit who has been grooming, maturing to realize that the everlasting peace can only come from the baby Jesus Christ. And let's look at again the words in verse 26. The Lord Christ. Did you find? The Lord Christ. Christ is described as the Christ of the Lord. Who is the Lord here? The Lord is God, the Father. So we immediately learn that the Father God is closely intertwinedly related to the present of Christ. Keeping that in mind, let's observe more. Verse 29, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. The Holy Spirit has taught Simeon with what? With the word of God. So what does that mean? It means that it is the word of God by which the Holy Spirit has been teaching Simeon. So Simeon had to study the Bible. He had to pray upon the word of God. It's not like he just heard directly, mysteriously every time from the Holy Spirit. No, the Holy Spirit has been using the word of God to teach Simeon, to make him grow and mature. And also verse 30, Simeon said, my eyes have seen your salvation. Here Christ is described as the salvation of God the Father. Then what does that mean? That means that it is God the Father who planned the scheme of our salvation. It is God the Father who planned, who devised our salvation, which is to be through the blood of Christ. That's what Simeon confesses. It is Father God who planned everything for our salvation. Let's move on to the verse 31. And Simeon also said, you have prepared in the presence of all peoples. So not only did the Father God plan our salvation, but also it is God the Father who has been preparing our present for our salvation. So surely God's present is spiritual. In other words, God's present is a divine present. The Holy Spirit is closely, indispensably engaged in this salvation. And the Father God is also intimately related or connected to the present, which is for our salvation. Secondly, God's present is surprising. Let's read verse 26. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ, and he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child of Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law. So it's like a long time ago, Simeon received from the Holy Spirit a tracking number so that he could check the tracking number every day. Whenever he communed with the Holy Spirit, he could check when the present would be arriving to me. But whenever he checked so far, it has been shipped. But it has never changed. Every time it has been shipped. But when will it arrive to me? So one thing which has been guaranteed by the Holy Spirit is that anyway, it will arrive before you die. So about a month ago, I got the free membership of Prime Membership, if you ever heard, at Amazon.com. And you can get free two-day shipping, which made me buy a lot of books already. Not only that, you can get a lot of benefits at Amazon.com. But sadly, now I have to cancel before they would charge me. Oh, anyway, what I was going to try to say is that finally, when Simeon checked the tracking number today, it says, out for delivery. Out for delivery. And it will arrive at the temple today. That's what Simeon is finding. So Simeon goes to the temple, and what is he finding? What is he seeing? He finds a 40-day-old baby. This baby cannot speak. This baby cannot walk by himself. The baby Jesus Christ is dependent on others for everything. This baby is totally vulnerable. He's just a little baby who cannot take care of himself. This is from God. It's supposed to be a divine gift, but there's no splendor. There's no glory in humanly speaking. But that's not the whole story. Simeon is studying the baby, and he finds out that this baby is brought in to the temple in order to be redeemed from the penalty of the law. Let me quote quickly William Hendrickson. He says, Christ was born under the law. He voluntarily obligated himself vicariously to bear the law's penalty and to satisfy its demand of perfect obedience. So Simeon knows the Bible well enough to interpret what is going on before his eyes. The King of the universe became a human being. He became flesh, and he became sin in the sense he bears our sins. The Creator became sin, bearing our sins. And Simeon immediately recognized this overwhelming truth. God, the Son, became a man. This baby is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, who takes away our sins. So when Simeon looks at the baby, he sees that his sins is transferred to this vulnerable baby. The Father God sent his only begotten Son to us. Why? So that we can crush him. The Father God sent his only begotten Son, whom he loves the most, so that we can kill him. The Father God sent his only begotten Son, even though he knew we are not going to be nice to him, but he was bound by his own love to crush his own Son by our hands. Simeon continues to expound the meaning of this incarnation of the Son of God. Verse 34, Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." Simeon says that Jesus Christ is a sign which determines our salvation. Jesus Christ is a sign which reveals our heart. You know, let's say today is your birthday and you have received many gifts from many people, and you unwrapping your present, but you found some presents among them which seem to have some strange implication there. You find some small pants, you know, size of pants. You're thinking that, what's up with this small pants? Does she mean that I should lose my weight? What about this shave? Does he mean that I should shave my goatee? Do I look that ugly with this beard? That's what she meant? What I want to say is that the present has some implication, right, by the giver. So we should figure out what the present from God implies or is supposed to teach us. It reveals our heart, because when you are confronted with the gospel of Christ, when you are confronted with the outshining of the glory of Christ, you cannot hide your sins. You cannot help but acknowledge that it is because of your sin that the Son had to die. Your hearts are revealed before the outshining glory of Christ. So you know that because you are a sinner who doesn't have any hope apart from Christ. That's why God sent his only begotten Son to you. That's what you must discover from the baby Jesus. That's the message for you by God's present. There's nothing more important than this decision. Where do you put your trust, dear brothers and sisters? Where do you put your trust? In you? In others? in your fame, in your prosperity, or in this vulnerable baby, Jesus Christ. There are only two options. One, you repent of your sins and rest in the blood of Christ. Second, you harden your heart again and reject the baby Jesus again. Let me quote the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 9. The true light, Jesus Christ, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world didn't know him. He came to his own, and his own people didn't receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Christ is a penetrating light. He is an exposing light. You can see yourself clearly, correctly, only through the light of Christ. And Simeon finds that it is surprising. It is beyond understanding. Lastly, God's presence is savoring. That's the last section of the sermon. Let me read again verse 29. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. Dear brothers and sisters, do you know what it means to behold Christ? This time, I'm not interested in how you became a Christian. I'm not interested in how moral, how excellent a Christian you are. I'm not interested in whether you were born in a godly family or not. I am not interested in how many years you have been attending the church. But my main concern at this moment is this. Do you know what it means to behold the glory of Christ? Do you discern the power of Christ in the person of Christ? Do you discern the grace, the mercy, the compassion in the person of Christ? Do you feel it? Does your faith feel it? Does your faith attract him to you? Or is he attractive to your heart? Believers can see God in the way that unbelievers cannot see. It is in a sense of knowing him. It is a sense of owning him in our heart and feeling the presence of Christ through the word of God. It is a sense of being assured of his love and power and glory. So do you know what it means to see Christ? That's the promise from God. Blessed are those who are pure in heart. Why? Because they will see God. That's the promise of God. Are you pure in your heart? Do you have the blood of Christ in your heart, which cleanses your heart that you can see, you can behold, you can receive, you can commune with the baby Jesus Christ at this moment? Simeon was able to behold, to see Christ. He finds that the King of the universe has become a baby, and he receives the baby and he's holding him up. He is my salvation. He's my Lord. He's my God. I am holding my God in my hands. He is my hope. All my hopes are in him. He's my salvation. Now I can die. I'm not afraid of death anymore. Lord, let me die, because for my eyes have seen this salvation. For my eyes have seen my Lord and my God. What about you? Have you ever received this baby? Have you ever lifted up this baby Jesus Christ in your heart? Do you love him as you are being melted by his love for you? Let me quote Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. And Simeon experienced the everlasting peace. Simeon savored this everlasting peace in his heart. Let me quote again from the same book, the book of Isaiah 42, verse 6. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. Christ is a light for Gentiles. Christ is a light for generations and generations who are in darkness. If you ever tasted the everlasting peace, then you will know that you are required by your love for him to preach the gospel to others. Don't ever think that you have been saved. You have been granted the gospel of Christ for the sake of your own salvation. No. Once you taste it, once you have embraced it, you are supposed to deliver the everlasting peace to others. Do you preach the gospel to your neighbor? Do you preach the gospel to your family? Do you preach the gospel to your friends who don't know the gospel, who are in dungeon? Verse 35, Simeon said another little bit strange thing. A sword will pierce through your own soul also. Why? What does it mean? Because we belong to him. Because he is ours. And we are his. Therefore, his suffering has become our suffering. We taste his love, but at the same time, we share in his wounds and scars. His suffering has become ours. Do you know what it means to taste the death of Christ in your life? That's how you savor Christ as well. Christ brings as well, even though we may not want sometimes, the suffering to us, because we can share, we can join the suffering of Christ as well. Now I want to leave you with this question. What is the difference between Simeon and us? In other words, is Simeon's present from God different than our present from God in quality or in promise or in glory? The answer is no, there's no difference. Then have you ever been enraptured with Christ as Simeon was? Have you ever been thrilled with Christ as Simeon was? Or maybe have you ever unwrapped the present so far? Have you ever received this present which is from God for you? This time the Holy Spirit is presenting to you the person of Christ. Why? So that you can hold him up and you can receive him. The person of Christ is being set before you in the morning that you can receive or you can reject him again. Let me tell you this way, and I'm going to close. In Christ, don't forget, you will find all the treasures of wisdom. In Christ, you will overflow with the grace of God, with the truth. You will overflow with the truth and grace. And in Christ, you will find the everlasting peace that the world cannot give unto you. That's my message for you today. Christ wants to prepare you for his coming again. Let's prepare ourselves. He will come. Let's pray.
This message was brought to you by Cedar Church, one of the newest churches in a historic denomination, the Orthodox Presbyterian Church. We meet weekly for worship in the Hudsonville Christian Elementary School. Our services are held at 9:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. For additional information, or if we can be of assistance to you, feel free to contact me, Pastor Steve, at 616-669-9151 or on the church website at www.cedarchurch.net.